Blackstone Audio presents Under Enemy Colors by S. Thomas Russell. This book bears a dedication to my son, Brendan Thomas Russell, with all my love. 1793. Chapter 1. A hard gale blew in off the Atlantic at dusk, west by south, raising a steep, breaking sea. All through the first watch, pale crests surged out of the darkness, lifted in ghostly rumblings, then boomed against the forward quarter, staggering the ship. Just before 8 bells, a thin, angular man emerged from the aft companionway, crouched precariously on the slippery planks, and looked anxiously about. Perceiving a cascade of water break along the deck, he made a reeling dash to the windward shrouds just as water spun about his knees. The frigate, deeply laden and labouring, rolled heavily to leeward, and a blast of wind struck the man, Griffiths, wetly across the face.
"Is that you, doctor?"
a voice sounded over the wind. A timely flash of lightning illuminated the sailing-master not 2 feet before him, face pale and streaming, hat clamped down to his eyebrows and bound tightly in place by a length of blue cotton.
"I must have more hands!"
the sailing-master shouted almost into Griffith's ear.
"I have given you all who can walk, Mr. Bath,"
the surgeon responded in like manner.
"Those remaining are too ill to stand." "Is it the Yellow Jack, then? That is what men are saying."
"It is not, Mr. Bath. It is acute poisoning from some substance ingested. Likely the pork served this very day. But I have never seen it so severe. Men cannot stand..."